The apostle eager to defend truth before the multitude. Paul, not far distant, soon learned of the peril of his brethren. Forgetful of his own safety, he desired to go at once to the theater to address the rioters. But the disciples would not let him. No serious harm to Gaius and Aristarchus was apprehended, but should the apostle's careworn face be seen, it would arouse the worst passions of the mob, and there would not be the least human possibility of saving his life. Paul was at last deterred by a message from the theater. Friends of his sent to him and begged him not to venture into the theater. The tumult there was continually increasing. The assembly was in confusion, and most of them did not know why they had come together. The Jews, anxious to show that they were not sympathizers with Paul and his work, brought forward one of their own number to set the matter before the people. The speaker chosen was the craftsman Alexander, a coppersmith, to whom Paul afterward referred as having done him much evil. See. Alexander bent all his energies to direct the wrath of the people exclusively against Paul and his companions. But the crowd, seeing that he was a Jew, thrust him aside, and for about 2 hours they all with one voice cried out, "Great is Artemis, Diana, of the Ephesians." At last there was a momentary silence. Then the recorder of the city, by virtue of his office, obtained a hearing. He showed that there was no cause for the present tumult and appealed to their reason. What man is there who does not know that the city of the Ephesians is temple keeper of the great Artemis, and of the sacred stone that fell from the sky? You ought to be quiet and do nothing rash. These men here are neither sacrilegious nor blasphemers of our goddess. If therefore Demetrius and the craftsmen with him have a complaint against any one, the courts are open, and there are proconsuls, let them bring charges against one another. We are in danger of being charged with rioting today, there being no cause that we can give to justify this commotion. And when he had said this, he dismissed the assembly. In his speech, Demetrius revealed the real cause of the tumult and also much of the persecution which followed the apostles. This trade of ours may come into disrepute. By the spread of the gospel, the business of image-making was endangered. The income of pagan priests and artisans was at stake. The decision of the recorder and of others in the city had set Paul before the people as innocent of any unlawful act. God had raised up a great magistrate to vindicate his apostle and hold the mob in check. Paul's heart was filled with gratitude to God that his life had been preserved and that Christianity had not been brought into disrepute by the tumult at Ephesus. After the uproar ceased, Paul sent for the disciples and having exhorted them took leave of them and departed for Macedonia.